May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is Acts chapter 3. This is something I shared this week during the day at the conference that we were at. And it just blessed me again at the clarity of something. There's a lot of books out there. I've got a lot of books about what does it mean to do something in the name of Jesus. And usually if there's a lot of books about something, it's because there's a lot of confusion. Because the things that are given to us in Scripture are not meant to be so complicated that it requires so many different explanations. So let me just read this to you. This is the miracle at the gate called Beautiful. Verse 1 of chapter 3. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer. And a certain man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms and of those who were entering the temple. And when he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive money from them, alms. And Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze upon him and said, "Look at us." And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I do not possess silver or gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened. With a leap, he stood straight up, began to walk, and he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him and were praising God. Verse 11. And while he was clinging to Peter, because there was a stir, people began to talk about what had happened, because they had known this man for years. It says, while he was clinging to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them at the so-called portico of Solomon, full of amazement. When Peter saw this, he replied to the people, "Men of Israel, why do you marvel at this? Why do you gaze at us as if by our power and our piety, our holiness, we made him walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, the one whom you delivered up and disowned in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you disowned the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, but put to death the Prince of Life, the one whom God raised from the dead, a fact that we're witnesses." Now hear what he says. "And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know, and the faith which comes through him has given him the perfect health in the presence of you all." So soon after that, they're standing trial, and they're being questioned by the Sanhedrin about this miracle. Verse 7 of chapter 4, "And when they had placed them in the center, they began to inquire, by what power," interesting, "or in what name have you done this?" And then Peter's just being filled with the Holy Spirit in a fresh way, said to them, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we're on trial today for a benefit done to a sick man as to how this man has been made well, let it be known to all of you and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ, the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by this name, this man stands here before you in good health." So Peter's testimony, and back again at verse 16, chapter 3, on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which strengthened this man. Interesting. But I think there's a place in the book of Acts that explains it really clearly what it means to do something in Jesus' name. And that's Acts chapter 9. Because this is Peter who's explaining it's all about the name. It's the name of Jesus that strengthened this man. In verse 32 of chapter 9 of Acts, "Now it came about that as Peter was traveling through all those parts, he came down also to the saints who lived at Lydda. And there he found a certain man named Aeneas, who had been bedridden for 8 years, for he was paralyzed. And Peter said to him," now listen to what he says, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Arise and take your bed." And immediately he arose. Isn't it interesting? He didn't say, in the name of Jesus, be healed. He looked at Aeneas and said, Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. He decreed a person, Jesus Christ heals you. And then he says, take up, rise and walk, and he did. It's not any more complicated than that. The name represents the person. And if you're moving in his will, you can't just have your way. It's not a magic formula that you get what you want. But moving in his will, and his will has a lot of breadth to it. But moving in his will, when you invoke the name of Jesus, what you're basically saying is, Jesus Christ heals you. Father, Jesus Christ is speaking to you and asking you for this. He and I are in union with each other. I'm a branch and he's the vine and we're one. And so Jesus Christ is saying this out of union. That's what Peter said. Now, did God use Peter? Yes. But Peter was basically saying Jesus Christ who lived in him, Jesus Christ heals you. He wasn't saying he was Jesus. He was saying, when I invoke his name, I'm invoking his person, his presence. The Christian life is a person. Using the name of Jesus is not some secret formula. It's invoking a person. It's invoking a person. When we pray, we're saying, Lord, I'm coming to you in union with him, and I'm invoking his name. As if Jesus were talking to you. It really is that simple. And he said, to hear what he said, it's the name of Jesus. And then he said, and faith in that name. Whose faith? The guy at the gate beautiful? He wasn't a believer. It's Peter's faith in that name. The Christian life's by faith. Faith in a person, not a formula. To do something in the name of Jesus isn't the Christian official sign-off statement. It's not some official formula. It's you believe that the name represents the person. And you're invoking the person. You're drawing from the person. You have faith in the person who can do this. When I go and speak, I've come to you and I speak to you in Jesus' name. I believe that the person, Jesus, who lives in me, is going to do what he does through me. I'm not going to stop being me, but we live in union with each other. I'm in Christ. Christ is in me. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? And we've made it so complicated. And it's, again, not just some rote formula. That's dead repetition. He said, it's the name of Jesus Christ heals you, and faith in that name. In other words, it's Jesus Christ who heals you, the God at the gate beautiful. Jesus Christ healed him, and because we have faith in Jesus Christ to heal. We invoked a person by faith. But it can't be that simple, right? It's got to be more complicated than that. No. He said, unless you become like a little child, you'll never adventure the kingdom. As older I get, the more I start dummying things down. Christianity is for dummies. He makes it simple and childlike. We make it so complicated and spiritual. And the charismatics are the worst in the world. Everybody's got some new formula, some new way, some new thing. It's just not very hard. He made it really simple. So understand that when you invoke the name of Jesus, you're just walking in spirit. You're just appropriating the life of Christ to do whatever. In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.